And out of your other issues that you have stated, including additional state funding, climate change, curriculum, diversity and inclusion, and an equitable financial model, which do you think that you could make the most imminent effect?
That's a good question. I would say, while they're all important, increased state funding is not completely within our control, right? The Joint Budget Committee and the state legislature are involved in that. So while we can try different things to influence that and be proactive, it's not completely within our control. So I'll say that. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is completely within our control. And all we have to do, not that this is an easy feat, but all we have to do is decide that that is what we want to prioritize, right? And do it, right? So, when I say do it, I'm referring to systems change, right? Systemic barriers that have been put in place over decades to produce an outcome that folks don't even recognize anymore, right? When examples include faculty hiring, right? The administration is not as involved in faculty hiring as faculty are. And so they have the ability to influence that process quite a bit. Now, administrators have a larger role in hiring staff, and they need to take responsibility for the role that they play. And that could be changing the way that the search process happens. It could be looking at the ways, the processes in which people are hired, promoted, how students are admitted and retained, and how they graduate. All those things are parts of systems that have been in place for a long time, and we need to look at those, and we can because they are completely within our control.